Psalm 20:21 says, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil for me alone. So send I you to find the bruised and broken, or wandering soul to work, to weep, to wait, to bear the burdens of a world aweary. So send I you to suffer for my sake. So send I you to loneliness and longing, with heart a hungering for the love unknown, forsaking home and kindred, friend and dear one. So send I you to know my love alone. So send I you hearts made hard by hatred, to eyes made blind because they will not see, to spend the whip, be blood to spend and spare not. So send I you to taste of Calvary. So send I you by grace made strong to triumph o'er hosts of hell, o'er darkness, death, and sin. My name to bear, and in that name to conquer. So send I you my victory to win. So send I you to take to souls in bondage the word of truth that sets the captive free, to break the bonds of sin, to loose death's fetters. So send I you to bring the lost to me. So send I you my strength to know in weakness, my joy and grief, my perfect peace and pain, to prove my power, my grace, my promised presence. So send I you eternal fruit to gain. So send I you to bear my cross with patience, and then one day with joy to lay it down, to hear my voice, "Well done, my faithful servant. Come share my throne, my kingdom."